The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell with today's community comment. Now that Thanksgiving has passed us and Christmas is just around the corner, I'd like to ask you about your favorite Christmas present you ever got. One year for Christmas, my parents got me a new boombox. You remember the big silver stereo with two giant speakers on the front? Man, that was a cool radio with a cassette player, even had an 8-track player in the side. I think the first few nights I might have fallen asleep with it in my bed next to me. It was one of my favorite gifts ever. When I go shopping for Christmas presents for my family, I'm often overwhelmed by the pressure to get something, anything, and usually because I waited till the last minute, I end up hurrying and getting something with very little meaning. When this happens, I try to remind myself to never forget the reason for the season. What are we celebrating anyways? What is this holiday all about? Our family has a tradition to read the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2 on Christmas morning before we open gifts. It's a great reminder of why we celebrate, and so I'd like to read it to you today. And maybe it'll help you, as it helps me, to not get overwhelmed by the frantic stress of having to buy that perfect gift. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census had to be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen or heard, just as it had been told them. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday, Jesus. By far, He's the best gift I've ever received, and the best gift ever given. This is Tom Throssell with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator, and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.